in a dispute with him for the properties. So now he's sitting there and he's crying in tears. Tears, the same person is in tears. And he's saying, if this is the outcome of wealth, then wealth is a lanat. Wealth is a lanat. So therefore a person doesn't look and see in the interim what people say about my work I'm doing, my profession, my hard working. But he looks to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels. Because what's the use of all the wealth? Now when he comes to such an old stage, he's about 80 years old, this man, and now he's crying that one child is completely off. The other child is fighting with me in legal cases, legal matters, because he's fighting for the properties. He said, there's no chain, there's no sukoon, there's nothing in all this wealth that accumulated all these years. At the end now I'm seeing that this is actually a lanat, it's actually a curse. So this is what is the end result of wealth that is not earned in a halal manner. So here these hadiths are teaching us, that doesn't matter if it's a simple job, you're working hard, you're earning it halal. In this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left barakat, in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left a lot of benefit for you. So continuing the halal business or halal work you're doing, and this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such at the end you will see the barakat in your children, the barakat in your family, the barakat in those that are around you. Everyone will start loving you and obeying you, rather than you reach such a stage and your own family turns against you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.